So tell us about the Ten Commandments. Tell us about it. I loved talking to you yesterday about it. I was been touting it the last hour, but you say it in your own words.
Well, I mean, the book essentially is about, you know, me dedicating myself to finding, you know, what my faith is, what I believe, and how to practice that on a daily basis after getting to the point after 20 years in Hollywood of not knowing what I believed, if anything, and just trying to get, you know, I really am a big believer in mind, body, and spirit health. And I was missing a big component. I, you know, worked on, you know, keeping myself physically healthy and gone to therapy. And Drew and I, you know, we're friends. I talked to you about that. Working on the mental side. But what about my spiritual side? And so I really dedicated myself and I wrote a book about it because I just used Hollywood as my laboratory to experiment and find what it is that I believe.
And you ended up, you started as a Catholic, right?
Yeah, like a lot of people, you know, you start off as Catholic, but how you end up is a whole other thing sometimes.
Yeah. I think the very strange aspect of it is, and I would want to get your pulse on this, Ken, is the more and more I struggle with faith and, you know, kind of veering away from being raised Catholic as well and exploring other types of religion, is that I found that it doesn't really matter as much as just having faith in something does. You know, do you agree that it's important to just find faith in something that you can't see and touch?
Well, I think that that's why a lot of people, I mean, look, we've seen, obviously, organized religion is still a very prominent part of our society and worldwide. But at the same time, I guess what you call alternative religion, spiritual practices that are less on an organizational institutional level are really resonating with a lot of people. And also because we do, we were joking about the iPhone a second ago, but the personalization and the technocracy that we live in has made everything so accessible to us that a lot of people have these individualized spiritual experiences on apps and live streams and things like that. And we're getting away from a lot of this community institutional worship and to more of a private sort of experience of God and spirituality and being one with the universe and whatever you want to call it. And what I found in the Ten Commandments and my experience of doing the book was that, you know, there's people all throughout Hollywood doing all of this stuff. And I felt, honestly, I had kind of thought, oh, geez, is this a good place to really be doing this?
But Ken decided when Justin Bieber dropped off his tour and decided to focus on his spirituality, that's what Ken figured, I'm in now.
I'm just getting on the bandwagon. But you know what? Actually, Bieber, you know, he goes to his Bible study every Wednesday night in Beverly Hills with Pastor Judah Smith. It's become kind of the hot young Hollywood kind of thing to do. And I've gone to that and I write about it in my book. And I have to say that that pastor, you know, I was sort of done with the Bible. I'd gotten to a point in my life where I was like, you know what, it just doesn't speak to me. I'm going to, you know, pursue some other things. But he really was able to make it relevant and instructional. And I'm here believing that, you know, the Bible is the absolute literal word of God. But I do think there's great value in it. And when I opened my heart, my mind up and really wanted to just explore my faith, and I took in a lot of different kind of messages, you know, I could find and appreciate. And I think I closed myself off a lot. Whether we come from a Catholic background, a Jewish background, or we're raised as atheists, we all come into our own spiritual journeys with a bias. And I had mine, which was, I want to believe in God because I used to, but I don't anymore. Wait, what's going on here? And I go on this journey and, you know, I've gone to a place where, you know, and Drew knows this, where I've really gotten into a daily meditation practice, which of course can be a secular pursuit. But at the same time, you can really have a deeply spiritual experience of just being still with yourself.
And you had the special challenge of having had that brain tumor that may have sort of set this whole quest in motion a little bit. You not only were you in Hollywood and you said doubting your spirituality since college, I think you told me, but you also had your challenge with your body.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is that, look, we're all mortals, the last I checked. I mean, maybe not. I mean, you're kind of superhuman.
How dare
but
you?
The rest of us, Mike, can relate. We're mere mortals. And I don't know, I have a complicated relationship history with my body. You know, my body was at war with itself. I had this this tumor on my pituitary gland that was the size of a golf ball that was screwing up my entire hormonal system, and had to have that tumor removed. And, you know, I was very open about that. I wrote a book about that. But, you know, when you go through something like that at a young age, in my teens and 20s, and very confusing time for me, and, I mean, it was secreting a female hormone, and it caused all this anxiety and stress and doubt. And you know, I really was suffering from that for a long time. But really, on some level or another, we do all have this relationship with our physical selves. And it is often one that involves suffering, you know, and I mean, I'm a big believer. I mean, I've spent some time studying, and I still continue to study Buddhism. I think, you know, the Buddhist philosophy on our relationship with our physical selves is really instructional. I mean, it's insightful. I mean, we attach ourselves to this physical body, this physical world that's all going to be gone someday.